4HKX, mobile.
KKX and 0TR, good afternoon, Patrick.
Hey, Tom. How are you today, Miss Bernice?
Yeah, the car and going with her here at Aldi's, and I heard your melodious voice, and I decided just to sit here and talk in the air conditioning. Looks like there's a pretty nice set of black clouds coming in over here on Aldi's at Wade Hampton, and just slightly northwest of me. Well, we just got back from the Detroit area, visiting the kids, and thank God for South Carolina, that's all I can say. It rained every day. We were in Michigan. Usually it's beautiful up there this time of year and cooler, and it was like the Philippines or Vietnam, if you will.
You got to see your kids, and grandkids, I'm assuming. That's the important part.
See the whole Flam family. There must have been 75 people come to that high school graduation party. To me and Mom here, Bernice, it is pretty ridiculous. But, you know, it was really nice. Except that poor son-in-law of mine, he's a great big old boy. And he was out there in the pouring down rain, which was about 5 inches, setting up tents and running plastic on the ground and wood chips trying to get ready for that party. And then they had to come inside and put plastic down on all the white carpeting in the house. There's no high school graduation on this earth that's worth that much to me, but c'est la vie.
There, it would have been easier and cheaper probably to rent somewhere to have that party. Something. Paid them to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I never thought of that, but that would have been an excellent idea. I don't know, you know, because they had drinks, they had food. Both my daughters and my wife were making cupcakes with the Ohio State on them and the big cake. And, oh, my, it was quite the hoedown. It had everything but a live band.
Like it, but that's something that'll only happen once for them, so try to make the best of it for them.
You could see it with the college graduation, maybe, although we didn't, but we didn't have the money to do it, we'll put it that way. But yeah, she's going to the Ohio State School of Business, which is really commendable, and she's totally bilingual, she speaks fluent German. So she'll do fine. And it's only about 3.5 hours away from where they live in Michigan. They live in the lower peninsula there. So that'll be good. But they do things that are way above my pay grade, like jumping horses and things like that.
I graduated high school. I was living on my own. The only party I got was go to work.
Yeah, my son-in-law said they had a party up there. He lived in Wisconsin, was a very hard worker on the farm and that, where his parents lived. And he said they ran out of beer, and he had to go down and get more beer. And I thought, wow, at 18. But, you know, we could drink beer in Kansas at 18, but it was 3.2 beer. And I didn't even think about the younger generation being able to do that. But you know what? Hal's 59 years old now, so he's, I think, 6 or 7 years older than Shelley. So I suppose that was still back in the day. But not many places let you do that. Well, how you been? Did you get your truck yet?
Went up Saturday, flew up to St. Louis, picked up the trucks, and we drove them back. And then it's sitting at the house waiting for the tag and all that stuff to get transferred over. And was running my route today, and a lady tried to pass me on the left-hand side in a parking lot as I was turning and hit me in the excursion.
Wasn't for bad luck, you'd have none at all, would you, Patrick?
Whiplash! Whiplash! Oh, my back!
K and 4 VWA.
Yeah, Tom, it feels that way sometimes, but Lord's looking out for me. I didn't get hurt. She didn't get hurt. It's a minor little fender bender. She apologized for it and took the blame like a grown adult should. And so we'll move on from there.
Well, Mr. Steve, yeah, that's great. Glad no one was hurt. And, you know, if you drive enough in this state, you're going to get hurt. No, you're not hurt, but you're going to get in an accident. I hope that's not true, but there's so much traffic. But if you think they're crazy here, Steve, drive in Michigan sometime. We had a guy pass us, and we were doing 80 on the freeway, and he was just weaving between the lanes at about 120, and he was in a Mercedes SUV, I think it was, and he almost went into the wall. The car got unstable, and then he turned right around, and that would have scared me to death, and then he just went right on doing it and disappeared. They really got some nuts up there, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, back many, 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 many years ago, probably about 76 or 78, me and a buddy of mine piled into my Camaro. It was a 73 Camaro, and we headed for Florida. Well, when we crossed the Florida state line, that was back when the speed limit was 55. Well, we crossed the Florida state line, and I had this guy pulling a boat past us like we were sitting still. So I picked it up to about 65, 70. Well, we're cruising along. All of a sudden, this guy in a camper goes by us just like we were sitting still. So I picked it up to about 75 or 80. When I had this lady pass me doing more than that, like I was sitting still, in an old beat-up Volkswagen, I said, y'all can have it. And from what I understand, they just go faster now because my son lives down there. He says they're all nuts in Florida.
Every state, they're just nuts anymore. No regard for anybody, not even themselves.
Well, congratulations on your new truck there, Patrick, and I am glad you wised up and bit the bullet and got some tranquilizers and flew out there.
It's just totally crazy. Now, when we went to Clearwater Beach, probably it was on the 10th anniversary, so it was probably 5 years ago. I'm just guessing. As soon as we crossed the Florida line, I have a really nice escort radar detector. As soon as we crossed the Florida line heading towards Clearwater and whatever that other place is over there right by it, in this real popular resort area, there was a radar trap, I would say, in every city that had at least one red light. And, buddy, they were stopping them like crazy. And this went on all the way across Florida. Well, if they had that up here and started stopping people, it might kill a few for a while, but people would slow down. They just don't have any enforcement up here to speak of. And it'd be like winning the lottery to get a ticket out there on I-85, I think. I do see a few patrolmen there. Buddy, you try that in Kansas, and you'd wind up handcuffed behind bars. There are some states that have cracked down on it. This N0TR. Go ahead, Steve.
You did fly out there, Patrick.
He flew into St. Louis at 9:30 Saturday morning and got an Uber ride over to pick his truck up. And then we drove it down to pick mine up. And we got home about 3 a.m. Sunday morning.
KN4VWA. Well, that's good, bud. Hey, I'm glad you got a nice, safe trip out of it. That's a long way in that truck, ain't it?
It is, it was windy as all get out, and no weight in the truck, so, and it's 24-foot sail on the side of it. It's, was a handful, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I've been there and done that kind of stuff. I'm glad you made it back safe. Listen, guys, y'all carry on. I'm going to jump out here. I'm pulling into my office building. Y'all have fun. K4 Vito, yeah, I'm clear. Y'all carry on.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Yeah, that is a pretty big sail on that truck. Coming through the mountains, that would be a handful. Well, Patrick, I'm glad you got your truck. Who else went up? What, you said somebody else you drove down to get his truck. I don't understand.
Happened to work out. A buddy of mine was picking up a truck in St. Louis, which was about 2 hours north of where I was picking mine up. So we made the trip together. That way neither one of us had to run back by ourselves. It just kind of fell in place that way. So it was nice to have somebody there with you so we could talk or stop or something happen. You got some help.
Sound like it worked out. Oh, I tried to move here to get closer for Bernice. It opened the trunk. Got to start to sprinkle. Well, that's wonderful. We rented a Beechcraft Bonanza one time. My nephew was learning to fly. He flies 787s now, but a Bonanza is a Cadillac of small planes, and my dad and I paid like $100 a piece. And Steve got that plane for like $34 an hour because his mom worked for Beechcraft, and so he flew over to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and flew us to St. Louis, and that was the first time he'd ever landed at a big airport. He done a fine job. And it's a big airport now. There's a statue in there that's incredible, and of course the Spirit of St. Louis plane is there, a replica anyways. I can't remember who that was, and he was a famous fighter pilot. And they named that St. Louis airport after him, I think. And, you know, I'm getting older now, and I forgot what it was, but I remember viewing that inside. We went to the Ford Museum in Detroit, and it had rained so hard it flooded out up there and knocked the air conditioning out. But I've been there before, and then Greenfield Village is right next to it that Ford has. If you ever get a chance in your lifetime, you ought to visit that museum. It's totally incredible. Send your OTR.
Yeah, I heard you talking to somebody yesterday about it. My wife was with me, and I told her, I said, I'd really like to go to that and take my time going through there. That would be fun for me. But, Tom, I'm coming up into the black hole of Henderson County since I was in the wreck. I've just cut the day off. I'm heading home. So I'm going to stay 73 to you until I get out the other side. KO4-8-6, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Patrick, yeah, and be sure you go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and see the United States Air Force Museum in Toledo. You'll never forget that as long as you live either. And but Ford, it's incredible what he done for this United States, even during World War II, building B-24s out of Willow Run. Him and one other famous guy. Who was it, Bernice? They went together, Boeing, and built the B-24s, and I've been through that museum. It burned down a few years ago, but they rebuilt it. But it's worth seeing, but nothing like Wright-Patterson. Good God, it's just totally beyond your wildest dreams. See you later, Patrick. Maybe I'll catch you before we get home. I got to stop at the Pete's Farm here. 73s, this is N0TR, clear.